Welcome to Hack Your Human Design. I'm Melanie Hill, your host, and I'm here to help you hack your human design so you can stop wasting all your energy hustling and start aligning with who you really are so you can become a magnet to your people and the income you really want. I want you to help more people with more love and more self-trust. If you want to build or scale your business with ease, listen on. Hello, lovely one. Welcome to the podcast today. Really, today, I wanted to talk about something that came up in the Hack Your Human Design community. If you're not a part of that community, get in there now. It's a free community where we take everything we talk about here on the podcast, and there's so many free courses in there that I have compiled over the last 2 years, all the things I know about human design. They're all available to you in there. I show up in there, and I just want to talk to you. I want to say, hey, I want to help you. I want you to start diving into your human design and have a space with other people doing the same thing. So get in there if you're not in there. But I asked a question because I really wanted to know, like, what is your most on fire, burning problem thing that you're always coming up against in your business and in your life? And by far, the number one thing people were talking about was their message and how to be clear in what they're saying. Like, that feels like the hardest thing. Now, I really think learning your human design helps with that a lot, because when you become really confident in who you are, you become clearer. You start to say what you mean and mean what you say in a way that really resonates with people. Because when you're not confident, you're like, oh, I don't know if I'm like being clear. So you maybe over explain, or you don't say it quite the way that you really would because maybe you're trying to sound a certain way, or you're trying to make sure you use the right words, or maybe you're trying to sound smarter, right? Like, not that you're not smart, but a lot of us have a lot of thoughts and conditioning and beliefs inside of us that keep us from just speaking the way we normally would. And so when you become confident in who you are and you trust your voice and you trust what you're saying and you trust that people will understand you and that you're clear, all of a sudden you ring true. People are like, oh, wow. Yes. Yes to this. Yes to this. I know what you're saying. She's talking to me. He's talking to me. They're talking to me. Like, I know what they're saying. And you get that response and you start to feel like what you're saying is clear and you start to understand how you're here to speak your message. So I'm going to go over a couple things, but the main thing I really want to go over today is the throat center. So there are 9 centers inside of the human design body graph, and the throat is where all the expression comes from. It's like all the centers at the lower part of the graph are all pushing up this pressure to come out of the throat. It is a place of expression. It's not just your voice. It is the expressive part of you. So it's anything you create and share with the world. It could be dance. It could be movement of the body. It could be art. It could be writing. Or it could just be speaking. It could be all the things that you use to express yourself in the world. And the main really fun thing to go over is every single throat gate that we have. Now, I have a beautiful graphic, and I am going to link it in the show notes for you. It'll pop you to my Instagram, but it'll show you this beautiful graphic that I have. And there are 9 throat gates. So pull up your body graph. Take a moment, pause this, pull it up, and look at your throat center. So the throat center is the square that's literally like in the throat area of your human design body graph. And look at the gates that you have defined. Now, if it's completely open, still listen to this, because open throats have access to lots of things. You will have access to knowing what people need to hear. And so this is also just, it's good to know these and play with these and speak to all of these. So today I'm going to be talking about your messaging specifically for your business. So this could be the copy you actually write for your emails, any kind of marketing like website, landing pages, any kind of book that you're writing, or any marketing material that you do or use on social media. That's really what I'm talking about today. And how do you use your most authentic voice? So if you have any of these centers defined, if you have any of these gates defined is what I mean, then lean in a little bit. Make sure you're using these particular voices to express yourself. Use them all. Use them frequently, because that is really your most authentic voice. And when you start to use them, you'll be like, oh yeah, this really does feel like how I want to say it, But maybe I was holding myself back because saying I think maybe makes me seem less smart, or saying I believe or I know or I feel maybe isn't exactly how I think you're supposed to say it because I was taught to do it this other way. But we all have a very unique way that we came here to speak to the world. So knowing what these particular voices are and what you have access to can be really helpful. Before I do that, I want to go over what it means if you have the center defined or if you have it open or undefined. So defined means it's colored in. It's colored in and it is completely, it's connected to another center, at least one other center. There's two gates connecting two other centers together. Okay, that's defined. You have access to your voice and your throat center consistently. If you have the center open, it is white. Open or undefined, it is white. There is no connecting gates. You may have hanging gates, but nothing connecting to another center. Okay. If you have this center defined, I'm talking to you for just a second. You have consistent access to your voice. You are here to really only be concerned with what you want to say in the moment. Now, this can be in response to something, or it could just be, what do I want to say today? It doesn't really matter, but your focus needs to be on you. You need to learn to trust that what you want to say is what your people need to hear. There's a lot of marketing out there that tells you, get in your client's head. What do they need to hear? You know what they need to hear. And I'm not saying that's not helpful. It might be really helpful. But just hear me out for a second. If you're one of those people with a defined throat center and you are always trying to figure out what your people need to hear and it really gets in your head and you don't ever know how to say it or what to say and you get tripped up, just stop it for a minute. Stop thinking about what your people need to hear and start thinking and start asking yourself, what do I want to say today? What do I want to say in response to this thing or in response to this question? See what happens. See what happens. I bet you anything, your most authentic voice will come out. And the more you practice speaking in this way, what do I want to say? What do I want to say? You will get proof along the way that what you want to say is the right thing and it is a thing to focus on. Learning to trust what you want to say in the moment is really important for a defined throat because it really is what your people need to hear in the moment. Okay. Now you have an open throat center or undefined, it's white. You really are here to be like, what do my people need to hear right now? You know what people need to hear. That is your gift with an open throat. You know what your people need to hear. And that doesn't matter if it's in response to something or if it's just, what do I want to say today? Or I'm sorry, if it's just, what do people need to hear today? That's what I mean. That is what you focus on with an open throat. What do my people need to hear? I know what they need. I know what they need to hear. And trusting that you know what they need to hear and in saying that is really how you came here to operate. Now, you usually do better if you are invited. If you are invited in, if somebody's like, what do you think? What do you believe? How do you feel about that? That's really when you need to lean into that trust the very most. And don't be afraid to tell people what they need to hear. That is your gift. It is your gift. No matter how many times people are like, I don't know. If they reject it, it may be because you weren't invited and that's okay. But you are here to tell people what they need to hear. Not, people don't always want to hear what they need to hear. But if people are following you, if people want to hear from you, if they've opted into your email, if they're leaning in, if you are trying to talk to them and help them, they want to know. They have invited you. They're like, please tell me what I need to hear. I really just want you to tell me what I need to hear. So that's how the two operate if they are open or defined. Okay. And this is all the throat gates. So pull up your graph. Again, look at it, see which ones you have colored. And it doesn't matter what color the gate is, but whichever gates you have defined, lean into this and start thinking about how you can use this voice in particular. So I'm just going to start at the top left, gate 62. This is the voice of I think. I think. And you can talk like that. Say, what I think is, I think. And you do think, right? And what I love to tell people too, I always love to see what direction the gate is headed, right? So what other center is this gate headed towards? The top three, 62, 23, and 56, they're all headed towards the Ajna center. They go straight up to the Ajna center. These are going to be about thoughts. So I think is the quintessential, right? Voice, 62. 23, the one in the middle top. I know. It's a bold statement, but you do know. This gait, my projector son has this one defined, and that is his favorite thing to say. I know. And I just believe him because I'm like, I know you do. So that's 23. And then 56 is, I believe. Be convicted in that. Use that voice. 56 is, I believe. Okay, now we're going to go down the right side. 35 and 12 on the right side here, they are going towards the emotional center. Okay, so these are going to be about emotional energy. So 35, that top right one, that's the voice of I feel. Quintessential emotions, I feel. And a lot of people talk this way, but we've been taught maybe that you shouldn't talk about how you feel because feelings aren't real, feelings aren't thoughts. But that really is how you're here to communicate. I feel this, I feel that. Okay, going down lower, 12, I know I can try. This is an experimental energy, but emotional energy is like in the whim, in the moment, in the wave. I know I can try. Emotional energy in human design is described as there's no truth in the now moment for an emotional. So I know I can try is like this glimpse you get in the emotional wave. I know I can try this. I know I can try that. So it gives you these glimmers. Now, 45, this is the one that is going down towards the heart center. And this is the heart center is about the kind of about the heart center is about the ego in the 3D world, 3D materialization of what you want and need, creating in the world. It's very material. It's like material 3D stuff. And 45, the one going towards the heart center, this is the voice of I have blank. I have this. I have XYZ. I have made this much money. I have this book that I've been reading, like I have is a really great way to speak if you have this defined. Okay, 33, 8, and 31, very bottom row here. These are all going down towards the G center, what I call the soul identity. So these have to do with very authentic self-expression, like your most authentic soul self. Okay, so 33, this is the voice of I remember. This has a lot to do with stories from the heart. Stories from the collective, really, you know what people need to hear. You remember things and you know how to synthesize it into what you can share about what you remember. 8. This is one of mine. It's one of my favorites. This is my North Node, so I can't ever get enough of this voice. I love it so much. It's I can contribute. Or I know I can make a contribution. So it's all about contributing your most authentic self, your most authentic voice. So it's not necessarily saying I can contribute, but it's thinking, I know I can contribute this. This is my contribution. Saying this is my contribution. And just contributing, like what can you contribute? But it's really all about that authentic contribution of being yourself. That is the ultimate contribution. It's just showing up and saying the thing that is so authentically you in the moment. 31 is the voice of I lead. I lead. This is very leadership, leading from behind energy. It's being the example. It's showing up and being the example in what you say and in what you do. And it's being the example from that G-center energy of like knowing your most authentic self and being that so brightly. That is how you lead. You lead by living your life out loud. That is how you talk to the world if you have 31. All right, now the left side. These are both going down to the left. Now 16 goes towards the spleen. 20 goes towards lots of things. 20 goes towards the, has a connection to the G center. It has a connection to the sacral. That's really where this energy heads the most. And it's also going towards the spleen center as well. So it has a lot to do with the now moment, has a lot to do with action, and has to do with like who you are all at the same time. Okay. So 20 is an amazing voice. It's very charismatic. And it is, I am now. It really is about what you're doing now, who you are now, and really trusting in that now moment. Okay, so that is the spontaneous voice that you have. It's knowing who you are in the moment. It's knowing what you're about to do in the moment. It really is just, I am now. It's like your latest aha. I am now blank, or I am now doing this, or I am now this person who wants this thing. That is the voice of gate 20. All right, last but not least, gate 16, going down towards the spleen. This is the voice of I experiment, or I identify. So I know I can experiment with blank, or I'm experimenting with this, or it really is about experimenting and trying out different skills, trying on different things. So use the voice in that way. Experiment. Tell people what you're practicing and what you're trying on, what you're doing, and what you're experimenting with. This really is that voice of experimentation and being spontaneous like that. So left side's spontaneous, right side's feeling. The lower portion is really about who you are, and the top of the throat center really is about like your thoughts, your beliefs, and what you know to be true. Okay. That is a very in-depth kind of crash course in the throat center, what the gates mean for you. If you have the gate defined, you have access to this voice consistently. If you don't, I would just try these out. Try on these voices, see which ones you like. See who you're around that speaks through these voices. And when you're around them, do you like to use them too? And how can you speak to all of these in your marketing as well? Because you're also talking to the world that has all of these ways of thinking and expressing themselves. So sometimes it's just fun to just go through the world and be like, who's saying it like this? Who's talking like this? Who's expressing in this way through what they do or who they are or what they're feeling or what they're thinking or what they're experimenting with or just being in the moment? How are people expressing? How does it make you feel? And how does it feel to you when you express in those ways? And what is it doing for your people? What attracts them the best? What is really speaking to them the very best? What's working, what's not? Is it when you're just authentically using these voices that feel really good? How do you not overcomplicate this? This is really what I'm trying to say. What feels the best to speak? Try them all on. Which ones feel the best? If you don't have the I think gate, but you love using it and it really feels good, do it. But really, try this on. Experiment with it. This really is just a big experiment and such an amazing way, I think, to just be like, oh, look at all the ways that I can talk to my people. Look at all the different voices I can actually use to express and say what I want to say. And that is really the best way to hone your message. That's really what people were asking me about anyway in the group, was like, how can I just be clear? How can I know what I want to say? The very best way is just to say it 100,000 different ways or just 100,000 different times. Just practice. Just show up and talk. Just show up and say the thing. Say it again. Say it again. Say it again. And then again. And then again. And then again. You will hone your message. I promise you that. You will start to see, what are people responding to? What do I love talking about with my people? What like lights me up when I talk to them about this? What is the one thing that just keeps coming back up that like I just want to dig into and like bite like a juicy piece of steak? That is really where I would go next. Start talking about that more and that more. And that is how you find your niche. That's how you find what you absolutely love doing. And that's what you find how you define what you do to your people is practice. Hone your skills. See what you love when you show up. See what your people really respond to. That's another great way to do it, right? Like, what is bringing your people closer to you? How can you help them better understand what you're trying to say? And how can you understand what you're trying to say even better? And the more you do this, the more confidence you'll gain, and you will really start to see it all come together. So experiment with these. Tell me how it goes. I would love to know which one you're going to try out next and how it goes for you. And how many times are you willing to show up and say the same thing, maybe in a slightly different way or maybe in the exact same way? How many times are you willing to say it And what if you say it for the rest of your life? How would that feel? What if it keeps on serving your people? I think sometimes too, we overcomplicate what we're here to say and using our voice because we just forget that like people need to hear things over and over again. And just because you said it a year ago doesn't mean the same person doesn't need to hear it again today. Like that stuff is relevant all the time, all the time. I don't know about you, but for me, like when I go back and I'm like, oh, I haven't even thought about this or looked at this, these more basic concepts for a long time. This is actually really helping me now, even though I've been doing this for a long time. Like those things can be really helpful. So don't overcomplicate it. Go out there and practice. Let me know how it goes. I also want to invite you guys this week. I am doing a Your Strategy is Crap live event, and it's for my generators, mangins, and projectors. Click the link, sign up. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be amazing. I actually have a whole worksheet we're going to go through for you that will really help you hone this process. So it's called Your Strategy is Full of Crap. And it really is just my heretical take on your strategy as a generator, manifesting generator, or projector. I want you to know the actual step by step by step for using this strategy. I think two to four words is a joke for understanding how you're here to operate in the world and on so many different levels. And I really feel like, too, these three in particular can feel the most defeated when they learn what their strategy is. It really leaves a lot to our conditioned cells that really want step-by-steps, that really want to be doing things. It can feel very disempowering to be like, oh, like my strategy is to respond. What? My strategy is to wait? What? Like, that doesn't even make any sense. And I know it's crap. It's crappy, right? It's just really crappy. So that's why I named the event that. And it's really amazing. I did it last month as well. It was a huge success. And I'm going to hone it even more. I'm practicing what I'm preaching today. I'm saying it again. I'm doing it again because I know it's going to help the people that went through it last time. And it's going to help you too. If you're coming for the first time, come. If you can't make it live, totally cool. It'll be in the group afterwards for you to go see with the downloadable worksheet that will help you do the actual step-by-steps. And if you come live, you get to ask your questions live and possibly get coached by me. So I would love to see your face. I would love to get to know you and sign up for that. Also too, I would love to invite you if you're ready to take this work deeper and really get to know this for yourself and have me in front of you helping you apply it to your life. I would love to invite you into my 6-week one-to-one human design deep dive. It's where we go through all the amazing, interesting parts of your human design and I tell you specifically what it means for you. And we record the sessions so you can keep them, but we will actually go through all your centers in detail. What does it mean for you specifically? And your incarnation cross. What is your life purpose? How do you really put that into practice for yourself? How do you lean into this? And some really great specific placements in your human design, like what the planets mean, what your Mercury means, what your Mars means, like how are you here to work in the world? How are you here to communicate in the world? What's holding you back from just saying the stuff you want to say? What's holding you back from just doing the stuff you want to do? Like all of those things will become crystal clear to you in those 6 sessions over 6 weeks. It is my most favorite program. It's my most favorite way to teach people their human design. And people walk away with an amazing understanding of it. Having that person to lead you through it step by step, instead of just throwing an amazing report at you. There are so many amazing reports out there, but sometimes that can be really hard because who do you ask about this stuff? How can there be a back and forth conversation about it so you can really apply it to your life? So that's what I'm here to do, is to help you really apply it to your life. So I want to invite you into that. I have 5 spots open right now for that. And click the link if you want to sign up. I can't wait to see you at the live event. And until then, bye.